May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. When I was pregnant with my boys, I remember the great sense of anticipation that every mother has in wanting to meet the little one that she has nurtured and nourished for 9 months. And I can remember telling my own mother that I couldn't wait until they could talk. I couldn't wait to hear each one of them say those four heartwarming words. I love you, Mommy. Such simple words, and yet they mean everything to a parent. But the anticipation of waiting to hear my children speak, I forgot about the dreaded question, the question that strikes the fear in the heart of every parent, the question that we wonder how long we can put off before we have to go into more specifics, the question we know is coming because it is inevitable that our children would want to know. And all of you know the question that I'm referring to. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? That very much is the question of Epiphany and of the three wise men. These three Persian astrologer priests leave their respective homelands and travel a great distance to follow a star that indicated the birth of a new king. Their journey took at least several months, and some historians even believe that they traveled 2 years to reach the newborn king. They didn't stop until they found what they were seeking. They knew that they had arrived, and they also came to understand that finding Jesus was only the beginning of another very long journey. The three wise men arrive in Jerusalem and start asking about the new king's whereabouts. Herod gets wind of this and summons them to the palace. Herod was brilliant and ruthless. He had no difficulty killing people that got in the way or that he viewed as a threat to his control. He killed his own wife and sons when he thought that they would try to take his power away. And the message was clear. If he was heartless enough to kill his own family, it wouldn't bother him a whit to kill anyone else. Matthew tells us that when King Herod heard about the baby, he was frightened, and as a result of his fear, all Jerusalem was afraid too. To paraphrase a modern saying, if Herod ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Jerusalem knew Herod's murderous rage, and they were about to get another taste of it. While the wise men were at the palace, Herod asked them when they first noticed the star. He then sends them to Bethlehem to find Jesus under the guise of wanting to worship the new king as well. And he tells them to come back with their information. Herod is using the wise men. They are honestly seeking Jesus. And Herod, afraid of the competition, wants to use that seeking towards his own purposes, which were definitely not to pay homage. The wise men were seeking truth for truth's sake. Herod was seeking truth so he could consolidate his grip on power. The wise men, as their name implies, were interested in wisdom. Herod was interested in knowledge, the knowledge of Jesus's whereabouts to use against him. Wisdom and knowledge are two very different things. Wisdom comes from searching deeply and asking hard questions. Knowledge is a set of objective facts. The wise men sought out a deeper truth. Herod sought out a geographical location so that he could take care of a threat. The wise men were making their own journey in order to find and worship the true king. Herod wanted to use their journey to find and destroy Jesus. The wise men's journey took them outside themselves and focused on another. Herod's journey took him back into himself and the blackness of his own fear. The question of, are we there yet? was answered for the three who came sincerely seeking Jesus. Yes, they were in front of the one they sought. They came and they did what they had come to do. They found him and they worshiped him. And then they did something else. They went home by another way. They returned to where they came from to spread the news that a new king, a new time, a new creation had been born in Bethlehem of Judea. The question of "Are we there yet?" is answered not simply with a yes or a no, but with a both yes and no. Yes, we here in the Diocese of Missouri have found Jesus. But we are not yet there because God has more to come. God is not done with creation, and God is not done with us. We have not arrived. We have not become what God wants us to become. Sometimes we concentrate so hard on the past or present that we ignore the future God has in store for us. And I'm not talking about heaven or when we die. I'm talking about when all is gathered up in Christ and we join God again in a new heaven and a new earth, the heavenly Jerusalem that we heard about in the Advent readings. It is the time when all creation is restored to what it was meant to be. There's a fancy name for this time, and that is the eschaton, and it means the last things. For Matthew and for us, this future is important, not because it is an escape from the Herods of this world, but because it informs how we are to live and what we are to do in the present. We look to the future so that we can see and imagine another reality right now. The way things are not the way they should or will be. Things can and will be different. That is what the birth of the new king signified, and that is what terrified Herod. That things can and will be different is the message of the manger. The question, "Are we there yet?" implies movement, a journey, not staying in the same place as we are in this particular point in time. The journey we decide to take, the path we decide to walk, the future we unfold, truly matters. One person who knew this was Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Alice asks the Cheshire Cat, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to," said the cat. "I don't care much where," said Alice. "Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat. "So long as I get somewhere," Alice added as an explanation. "Oh, you're sure to do that," said the cat, "if you only walk long enough." The questions for us in 2021 are we where we set out to be? Have we walked the road that matters? Have we found the one true king, or are we worshiping something or someone else? Are we there yet? Yes, and we have much farther to go before we arrive. Amen.